Mawlidun Nabi, the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and rejoicing thereupon. This has been a practice of the Muslims right from the early generations. But let me describe to you an amazing example of a blessed individual who celebrated the Milad Sharif of the Prophet alaihi wasallam on a grand level in his time. Let's go back 800 years. There was a king known as Al-Muzaffar Abu Sa'id bin Zainuddin. He passed away in 630 Hijri, and he was the Sultan of Erbil. Now this person, he was God-fearing, he was a scholarly king, and he was devoted to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, many ulama have written in their books how Sultan Muzaffar was the first to carry out this act of celebrating Milad on a grand scale and spending large amounts of money in conducting Mawlid gatherings. So for example, Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi says that Sultan al-Muzaffar Abu Sa'id, he would organize grand Milad gatherings to commemorate the birth of the Prophet alayhi salam. Sheikh Abu al-Khattab Umar bin Dihya rahmatullahi alayhi, he penned a book regarding Mawlid, and he titled it At-Tanweer fi Mawlid al-Bashiri wal-Nadir. Now, Abu Sa'id, meaning the Sultan, he proceeded to give this scholar, as a gift, 1,000 dinars for writing this work, subhanAllah. And he would spend 300,000 dinars on Mawlid gatherings every year, and 100,000 dinars on guest houses for the attendees, subhanAllah. Other ulama have written how the very same king, he would ensure that when the 12th night arrived, fortresses and castles were lit up with an immense number of lamps to celebrate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Gifts would be given to ulama, sufiya, mashaykh. And along with this, it's narrated by the grandson of Ibn al-Jawzi, Imam Shamsuddin Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi, and he states that 5,000 goats, 10,000 chickens were cooked for the Milad gathering. 100,000 bowls of milk were also available, as well as 30,000 trays of sweet dishes. SubhanAllah. This pious king would celebrate Milad on this grand scale. And which ulama have written regarding him? Imam Zahabi in Tariq al-Islam, Muhammad bin Yusuf al-Salihi in Subulul Huda wa Rashad, Allama Abdul Hay bin Ahmad al-Ma'ruf al-Hanbali in Shadarat al-Dhahab, Imam Qastalani in Sharh al-Zurqani ala al-Mawahib, Abu Dhar Ahmad bin Ibrahim in Kunuz al-Dhahab fi Tariq Halab, Jamaluddin Muhammad bin Salim al-Hamawi in Mufarrij al-Qurub fi Akhbar Bani Ayyub. And other scholars have even mentioned this pious king in their books as well. For example, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he writes and he states that celebrating the Prophet's birth in expansive gatherings was a practice initiated by the king of Erbil, Al-Muzaffar Abu Sa'id. His name is included in the upper echelons of kings and rulers. So subhanAllah, it just goes to show that this is not a new practice from our age, where Milad is celebrated on a grand scale. In fact, 800 years ago, you had this pious king who would celebrate it in that beautiful manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the same barakat and enable us to also conduct Mawlid gatherings like this.